All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, let's see if this gets me thrown off the internet. We are going to talk about a very controversial issue involving the latest active shooter mass shooting casualty that happened in Nashville, Tennessee. To go along with that, we are also going to talk about this, the trans radical plan for a day of vengeance in D.C., Washington, D.C., alongside firearms training. This is from the Daily Wire. Other topics will be brought up, but this is insane what we live in this world right now. I want to address something with this real quick. The hypocrisy from these freaking people. The pure hypocrisy. Because you have all these sensitive groups, all these people with all their sensitive emotions. This is silly at this point. This is true emotional damage. This is one of the things that the Biden administration wants to do is get rid of firearms. And yet, Biden, your trans movement that you support, wants firearms for a day of vengeance so that they can have firearms training. Can you explain this to me yet? Look, some of these people have done walked off the flat earth and they're now floating around in space because they have lost their minds. And for one thing, this group, the trans group, okay? I don't care if you're trans. It's against the Bible, but it's not really against the constitutional rights. If you don't want to be a Christian, you don't want to live by the laws of Christianity, that's fine. Don't. I hope that you come to Jesus one day, but I'm not going to be sitting there forcing you to. These people, though, want to force you to date them, to acknowledge them, to give them special access and special rights. Nah, man, not me. That's not America. If you want your own transcontinental country, go take over someone else's country. If anything, if you really want to make a difference about it, go to Afghanistan and fight them because they're probably the most extreme on the entire movement. Though, I digress. This is what the Daily Wire said. A group of transgender activists is planning a day of vengeance in Washington, D.C. for March 31st to April 2nd. While raising money for firearms training this week, according to its online materials, the Trans Radical Activist Network, TRAN. Seriously. And why does it have to be radical? Why radical? Because they're all radical. Because when you are not of a sound mind, when you are double-minded, you will become radicalized. So TRAN, the Trans Radical Activist Network, on Twitter said that the time is now, enough is enough. How many times do we have to constantly hear this, enough is enough? Between Black Lives Matter and the George Floyd riots till now, why do we always say enough is enough? This didn't come out until some lunatic, a woman pretending to be a man, took a firearm. And a shitty firearm at that, a Kel-Tec Sub 2000. Any of you who have that garbage rifle, get rid of it. Seriously, just get rid of it. It's a garbage rifle. Get yourself a proper rifle. But took a rifle and her anger and all of her issues and then went to a Christian church, the thing that Joe Biden will not acknowledge and has been making jokes about now, and went and killed 3 9-year-old children. And then 3 others, I believe they're teachers. And then was taken down by law enforcement. And bravo to the law enforcement who showed up. Your training paid off. I've been watching the videos. I've been reviewing it. We're going to break it down and we're going to talk about it. But you did a good job, gents. That's a hard job. It's hard. People don't understand just how hard law enforcement is at times. They don't understand that you are trained to walk over bodies as long as the threat is still present. Even children, even people bleeding out and dying, because the best medicine to be applied during an active shooter is to kill the shooter. Now, I want you to know right now, this show is going to be demonetized by YouTube. Maybe Rumble will monetize it. Who knows? I get like this much from Rumble. But, and I'm going to show a string of videos that have been demonetized by YouTube lately. We're making like nothing on this show now. Not that we ever were, but now we're really making nothing, because anything now is hyperbolic to talk about, and anything now is becoming a problem to talk about. So let's talk about this issue then. The self-professed Virginia chair of the group said on Twitter that it would host a dance party at a Richmond club on Tuesday to raise money benefiting firearm self-defense training for trans Virginians. Come boogie with us and defend trans life. Who's coming after trans lives? Is there like something that I don't know about, where there are white Christians that are going after, or black Christians, Hispanic Christians, Asian Christians? Is there a thing where like people are going out and hunting down transsexuals? I haven't seen it yet. Have you? No. But what you hear about all over the internet and all over the White House press briefing is how we should protect this one group of deranged people. And they are deranged. They are mentally ill. I can't show you half the videos because I'm fairly certain that it will get another strike on this channel because it's so sexually provocative. It's horrific. It's horrific what's coming off the internet right now from these people. With the whole trans thing, let me tell you something. You have men and women who are confused, either sexually or mentally. Some of us would say that they're demonically confused and that they come from a tragic life or something tragic happened in their life. And so they went to another lifestyle. Okay. I'm not going to ever look down on anybody for that. When something tragic has happened to your life, what we need to do is we need to, as the body of Christ, be reaching out to groups. But some people don't want it. So for those towns, for those groups that don't want to hear the good news of Christ and the deliverance of all of your oppression, the deliverance from all of your hurt, dust your feet off and keep walking. Some people won't hear this message. Some people don't want this message. And it doesn't mean we're going to shut up about the good news of Jesus Christ coming back. But we're not going to be feared by anything. We're not going to bully people around, but we're also not going to go around trying to do a witch hunt on people. On the other hand, the trans activist community seems to. And we're going to show a few videos here proving what I'm saying, a few pictures here proving what I'm saying. For whatever reason, the trans community now is indicative of violence. They are Antifa. Let's not beat around the bush. They are Antifa at this point. They're all the same group of people. He may have some onesies or twosies there. I'm not picking on everybody. But for the majority, this is the issue. For the majority, transsexuals have turned into the extremist left, the militant left. I'm so getting banned from YouTube. All right. We hope to see you in DC or online. The time is now. Enough is enough. This country is full of hate. And hate is not welcomed in this country. Actually, hate is welcomed in this country. It's embraced in this country because we walked away from Christ. It is now filled with hate. We are human beings and we will always exist. You are all worth it. Let's unite. I'm not actually going to debate that. You are all human beings and you all have the right to exist. Christians believe that. Christians believe that. The Buddhists believe that. Some other religious sects may not believe that. But you don't see Christians going around harming people. And those that do are not Christians. Dance party fundraiser. Hey, the last time y'all had a dance party was in Colorado. And it was a gay club. And it was a trans man who went and attacked it. The National Group's website for the Day of Vengeance says, quote, like the Stonewall riots, the gays and lesbians were experiencing what the trans community is facing now. The cycle of hate needs to end. In fact, it must. Allies, siblings, we need you now more than ever. I was a radical revolutionist. I am a revolutionist. I am glad I was in the Stonewall riot. I remember when someone threw a Molotov cocktail, I thought, my God, the revolution is here. The revolution is finally here. That is Sylvia Rivera. Listen to that statement. Does any of that sound peaceful? Does any of that sound coherent? These people, and once again, I say these people because it is a specific group of people. If they can't have their way, then their way must be violent. Everybody's seen the video of the guy who's like 6'4", and he's in a gas station or whatever, and he's trying to buy something, and he is misgendered, and he freaks out. He starts saying, "It's ma'am, it's ma'am." Have you seen the video of this guy? Because I remember when I watched it, I was like, "Okay, Brian Urlacher, 6'4" dude." And then what does he want to do? He wants to knuckle up and go outside. See, they don't understand that if you want to be left alone, leave other people alone. If you want to be left alone to your own devices and be your own person, then do it peacefully. Don't disrupt or disturb the hen house and the roosters won't come after you. But instead, you get this. I remember when the first Molotov cocktail was thrown. Okay, if you're throwing a Molotov cocktail, not only is that considered an incendiary device and it's a felony, but then to be using it in any type of nefarious reasons turns that into a more violent crime. And if you throw it at people, that's attempted murder. And if you kill someone with it, it is murder. It's arsonry. But these people don't think coherently. They don't care about laws. They don't care. This, once again, this is Antifa. Revolution. Every time you hear some dumb millennial say the word revolution, I want you to think Antifa. These are the people that Andy Ngo exposed time and time again. And he was attacked for it. Brutally. Attacked for it. I've tried getting Andy Ngo on the show a couple different times. Seems to be some issues in communications here. Maybe, hopefully, one day we'll be able to have him on so that he can talk about his book Unmasked, his in-depth research into Antifa and exposing all this corruptness that's going on there. But until then, we're going to keep going over this subject because this subject will be part of what the next civil war looks like. Your civil war is not going to be fought on some distant battlefield anymore. Your civil war is going to be fought amongst you, amongst our homes, upon your city streets, in your suburbs. Families are going to erupt in violence. And this type of thinking is part of this problem. It is so divisive. It is so un-American to act this way. We fought, I would like to say, for a long time in this country to get equal rights for people, for women to be able to vote, for blacks to be able to vote. And there's still a lot of contention there, even amongst the black community. Still a lot of problems there, but it's being worked out. And it's not the majority. And I think when I say this, you now have a new group of people that is trying to rekindle old fires between the feminist movement, between the MLK marches, and they want your support to come out and, so, and to support their deprived, depraved behavior. Don't do it. Don't fall for that trap. This is the trap and snare of the devil. Do not fall for this. I can show you video after video after video of men dancing provocatively in underwear around children or on children. Tell me, black community, do you support that? Women, do you support that? Because what I see in a lot of these videos are mainly white people who support it. That's your white liberals who support it. The group's website says one of its co-founders is Noah Buchanan. Quote, Noah Buchanan, I am a transgender male, so that's a woman pretending to be a man, and have been out since 2018. I have 10 plus years of working in the mental health field. What motivated me to start Tran was the fact that I was bullied to the point where I attempted to end my own life. The person that bullied me was a fellow member of the LGBTI. What the hell does the I and A stand for? And plus. So, hold on. Where's your day of rage for against your own siblings? Against your own people, then? Once again, I don't condone bullying. All right? I don't have anything to do with you. I'm going to treat everyone respectfully as long as you treat me respectfully. But respect is earned, not given. And the fact that this person says that they were in the mental health field and then turned trans, man, we got problems in the medical field. I listened to a female doctor, okay? I don't know what she identifies as, but she's a woman, female doctor in Texas at some sort of board meeting, some sort of city council or state meeting. And one of the members of the meeting was trying to ask this doctor, how do you define what a woman is? And the doctor, who spent at least 12 years in college and then 4 years working in a hospital, could not identify what a woman was. A woman who is a doctor could not identify what a woman was. We have lost our damn mind. We have lost our mind in this age. This person, Noah Buchanan, did not return a request for more information about the Day of Vengeance. It says another co-founder is Sukuru. I don't even know how you pronounce his name. As a graduate of a high school in Hiroshima, where 350 young lives were brutally taken on August 6, 1945, Sukuru is an anti-nuclear, anti-war human rights activist. After his brief marriage to his best friend and the birth of his child, he first came out as lesbian at age 29 and as a transgender man at age 50. None of that made sense to me. I'm not even going to read it again. That made no sense to me at all. I am against nuclear war, and I am against certain wars. Sometimes wars have to be fought. But this made no damn sense. Okay. It is said of its Virginia chapter leader, Bo Bilotti, who is a trans masculine non-binary person. Okay. A trans masculine non-binary person, while working in their state's legislature, they helped craft trans-affirming statewide policies. Recently, Bo has left the campaign world to pursue more radical changes in activism. They are a successful organizer and founder of Virginia's chapter of TRAN, reaching 100 members in just 4 months. Woo! 100 members. Avalanche of support for the tens of you who have showed up to this. According to Virginia Commonwealth University, Bilotti worked as a fellow for Dale Elizabeth Guzman, who floated a plan that could sick child protective services on parents if they did not affirm their child as transgender. Okay, I'm gonna have to read this again. According to Virginia Commonwealth University, this person, Bilotti, worked as a fellow for Elizabeth Guzman, who floated a plan that could sick, as in sicking a dog, child protective services on parents if they did not affirm their child as transgender. Stay away from our kids. Keep your kids off the internet. Get your kids out of these schools. Get your kids away from these people. Because the moment they pollute their minds and you say, nope, we're conservative and we have conservative values, especially if you're a Christian, we have conservative Christian values. My child's not going to be like this. And I'm not going to let my child do this to themselves. They will sick child protective services on you. Bilotti also worked for Joshua Cole as a legislative aide and helped draft HB 145, which required the state to create model transgender policies for public schools. This person is in the government for Virginia. This person tried to create a bill for CPS to harass families and then helped to create a bill, a legislative bill that would require create model transgender policies for public schools. How many different times do we need to hear about the transgender boy who went to the girls' bathroom and got in trouble for being there because he A was being a pervert or B sexually harassed or sexually assaulted somebody? I guess if you really want to fix this whole school issue, boys' schools, girls' schools, and let it be that. Maybe we can divide them at this point in time and stop some of this insanity, but that's not going to work. Common sense won't prevail during this day. The model policy document that resulted described how to hide the gender transitioning of children from their parents, saying a plan may include addressing the student at school with their name and pronoun consistent with their gender identity while using the legal name and pronoun associated with the sex assigned at birth when communicating with parents. The sex assigned at birth? Dude, you're either a girl or a boy. As a father of five, I know the difference. You're either a girl or you're a boy. No child is born transgender. The parents have become insane. You have weak constitutions. I could say so much more. Holy Spirit, guide me. The model policy said schools should eliminate gender-based practices to avoid leaving out transgender students. The policy cited father-daughter dances and homecoming kings and queens as examples. So we can't have a father-daughter dance at school? We can't have homecoming queens and homecoming kings? No. It's their way or destroy the entire system. Once again, that's what these reprobates want. It's either their way or burn the whole thing down. And they are willing, Molotov cocktails included, to start burning the system down. That was Antifa during the riots in 2020 and prior and after. That's all these people. It's a small group of militant idiots. And what needs to happen is good men, if the police won't do it, the next time this approaches your town, your suburb, this group of degenerates shows up wanting to cause damage and harm, then it's about time that a group of men stand up and go out and confront them. I hope law enforcement decides to join. In some instances, they did, and the towns were united. Because in law enforcement, the old saying goes that police police the community, and the community police the police. But with this divisive nature of America now, with the we versus them mentality, we've lost that aspect. In basic training now for law enforcement, they are given time and time and time and time again how many different times and examples of people trying to kill police to the point that you brainwash, that's an old CIA word from the Korean War, you brainwash people into believing that the people are your enemy, the people are after you. Cops can't just sit down and have lunch in their car anymore because someone might walk up and shoot you. For a period of time, when I was still working, especially on the East Coast, up in the Philadelphia, New York, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey area, that was happening. But it was gang-related. Gang-related. We knew the risk in the areas that we were in. But now they're trying to make this to where it's everywhere. Law enforcement, you need to come back to your common senses. You need to join and reunite with we, the people. Please, polish the badge. Stop tarnishing it. But I will, after we get done with this, I will talk about the guys who polished the badge recently. On TikTok, Buchanan's account is at transcomrade36. Comrade. Anytime you see comrade, Antifa, communist. Like I said, these are Antifa. These are the communist extremists. These are the domestic terrorists in our country. And for whatever reason, politicians have given them a spotlight, and they went from taking an inch to 500 miles. And now it's part of legislation. Now the president talks about it. The president jokes about it. Now they're all throughout the White House. Screw 200 and something plus years worth of what Americans fought, died, and stood for. Let's just change it all overnight. Nero fiddles as Rome burns. So this idiot, Buchanan's account, TransComrade36, also called on transgenders to take part in a day of trans joy and rage. What does rage mean? You better keep your rage at home, boy. Better keep all your rage tied up inside yourself, because one day you're going to come across a group of men who know rage, who just wanted to be left alone. And we stayed silent for a very long time, those of us who fought wars in other foreign countries, to make sure that those people's rage stayed in their backyard. The day you want to rise up in this country and have a day of rage, you may just regret it. Anyways, on March 10th, the Day of Trans Joy and Rage, in Sacramento, California, to drown out the voice of detransitioner Chloe Cole. So Chloe Cole was transsexual, detransitioned because of whatever ailing issues that happened, and now their community was to go out and have a day of joy and rage. So if this makes sense to anybody, does anybody's pastors talk about this in your church? Probably not. Though the Day of Vengeance was planned prior to CPAC, the group's rage grew following the Daily Wire's Michael Knowles comment at the conservative conference. Quote, Today and What the Actual F News, everybody knows that the Daily Wire is garbage. So Michael Knowles had his show recently and was denying the fact that the trans community is facing a genocide. It said March 2nd, playing an aggressive music over a clip of Knowles alongside images that said killing members of the group in a trans day of vengeance. Nobody called for a genocide. There is no trans genocide. We just want you to leave the kids alone. Once you hit your 20s and you want to go and cut your junk off, go do it. I don't care. But as a child, leave them alone. And then these people creep into your legislature. They creep into your law enforcement. They creep into your medical fields, and they taint everything that they touch. Everything has become poison from these people. It's sick. It's absolutely sick. I want you to listen to what Joy Behar recently said. Well, actually, let's go over this Twitter account real quick and let's read this. This is from Uso Sirius, or You So Serious. What an idiot. And of course, right next to their Twitter handle, there's a Ukrainian flag, an American flag, and a gay flag, gay pride flag. Why are you people still supporting Ukraine? Does Doug not show enough of the Nazism in Ukraine? I literally can't show you because of YouTube and some other places' policies, the amount of crime and actual genocide that's happening in Ukraine. But still, there are many conservatives, many popular conservatives, and many popular former military, current military people that are out there that are well-known that support Ukraine. Insane. Just because Russia is attacking them. I could give a shit less that Russia is attacking Ukraine. Could care less when I have hundreds of thousands of people coming through my border right now that are child rapists, murderers, Satanists, cartel gang members, multiple time felons, people who've been deported 5 or 6 times. People who have come over here, gotten drunk, killed a woman and her kids in her van, and then got deported, and then came right back. This is what this idiot says. You so serious. God help me. This person says, I hope it was Republicans that lost their lives. One good thing about gun violence is occasionally it wipes out full Republican families in one fell swoop. I would like to thank congressional Republicans and the NRA for the shooting that happened at the Christian school in Nashville, where 3 children and 3 staff members were brutally killed. Yep. Go ahead, swallow that pill that makes you believe nothing is going on, that makes you believe everything is fine, everything will be fine, nothing's changing, we're just in a cycle right now. I have some good friends of mine who say stupid stuff like that. This reprobate that shot up the school has a manifesto. And apparently the manifesto is not being released. And now all the trans activists that are out there are saying that actually the person who committed the murders is a victim. And that it was good that it eventually happened to other families, that they felt the pain that trans people are feeling. I feel like I feel like I'm living in a nightmare. Like this is a twilight zone that we live in here in America, or what used to be America. Here, let me show you. This is the picture of the shooter. Now, this person, I guarantee you, targeted this school. I guarantee you, this person went to other schools to see what was the most vulnerable school that was there. And most likely, it may be because she went to this school at one point, but she is 28. So it's been 10 years since she went to this school. But most likely, she picked out a school that didn't have a school resource officer that would confront her. That's my guessing. She picked the weakest security postured school. So, once again, for all you parents out there, if your child goes to a school that doesn't have a school resource officer or doesn't have security guards, you may want to confront that school and find out why. And if they won't fix that problem, you may want to take your kids out of school. Because I guarantee you, there will be copycat killers of this person. I hope not, but the statistics prove it. There'll be at least one or two more of these people, and over the next period of weeks, that'll happen. Joy Behar. Let's listen to this idiot for a second.
This is all about the gun lobby. All these people with this is what this is all about, the gun lobby. All these people who are selling guns, they make a lot of money off of children's deaths, apparently, in this country. They're worrying about, other people, books, baloney items. This they will not do anything about it. By the way, thank you, Joe Biden, for trying to put the ban on those assault weapons, which I should also point out that after a mass shooting in Australia in 1996, if they enacted a mandatory gun buyback and collected 700,000 privately owned guns. Since then, there has been just one mass shooting, which was four people, and gun homicides have decreased by 60%. It can be done. It can be done. I wish they would stop jumping around and dancing around everything, but the guns, it's the guns. That's the thing they all have in common, whether they're white boys, whether they're black boys, whether they're girls. Whether they're older, whether they're younger, the one thing is the gun. This is what this is all about, the gun. It's all about the gun.
It's all about the guns. It's not about mental health. It's not about people that are being encouraged to commit violence. It's not about the propaganda from the government. It's not about the drugs. It's not about the destroying of the nucleus of the family. It's not about getting God out of the schools and out of the courtroom. It's about the guns. The guns is where America went wrong. But Joy, do you support all the guns going to Ukraine, killing thousands of people with our guns, with our bullets, with our artillery shells, our rockets? I bet you do. Here's another person. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to the insanity that this person is going to say. Oh, and by the way, for those of you on Twitter and TikTok, if you say something absolutely freaking ridiculous and it catches my eye, I'm going to play it. So here you go. Here you go.
So about the tragic school shooting that happened today at a private Christian school in Tennessee, the shooter was born a biological female, and they went by he, him on their LinkedIn. So they're painting the narrative that, they're trying.
I bet they go by was, were now.
Blame transgender people, the whole thing. But every other school shooting that's happened in the last I don't know, decade have been white men, and many of them identify as Christians. So let's not go there. But I do want to say that expect more of this kind of chaos and destruction when you bring fascism into this country. The more you don't love people, the more you shame people, the more you treat people like they're untouchable in society, what do you expect people to do? Of course, the shadow inside of them is going to be so angry and retaliate in revenge. That's what happens when you decide to try to control people through legislation. You try to harm people through legislation. It's like the world needs a lot more love, not more hate. The world needs a lot more love, not more judgment, not more condemnation. And that is what Jesus tried to say. So if Christians could just stop and realize that this hurts them too, and this is an example. Now their own got shot. Now their own children got killed. Now their own Christian kids got killed. Okay, when are we going to stop the hate in all forms? Stop the fascism in all forms. Stop voting for politicians that are enacting hateful legislation. The world needs more love. That's what we need. You don't want to address the guns, then address the love.
Fascism. Antifa. That's the whole mindset of like a quarter of the country at this point. Parents, we're to blame for this. Lackadaisical parenting is to blame for this. Your schools are to blame for this. What she just said is one of the most disgusting things I've heard in a long time. Christian kids got killed. She could have cared less. But because transsexuals have been picked on for so long, now people have gotten killed, and well, it's your fault. Tell me the Civil War hasn't started. And let me ask something, and maybe you ladies in the crowd, please, by all means, comment on this. Why do we see so much vitriol and aggression and just a dark sense of morality now from women? It's all over the place. When we were in the riots, you know, most of the people who were haggling you, who were tempting you to try and strike them, either baton strike or try and use one of our less than lethal launchers at them. Most of the aggressors, let's say it like that, were women. I dare you to go to Saudi Arabia and do that. I dare you to go to China and do that. I dare you go to Japan and do that. You would get whipped, caned, and beheaded. Oh, probably raped. See, only here in America, where you have the comfort of being a badass at your home on your phone, is we are the only country where you can do that and get away with it. You're not going to go to Mexico and do this. You can go to Canada, Australia, New Zealand and do it. You can do it in Europe. Probably not certain parts of Europe, like London, Stan. Scandinavia, they can do it now. It's like an entire ideology has slipped into one group of people, and it has made that group of people turn cannibalistic upon its own. We are eating our own moralities now. We're eating our young now. We're destroying lives every chance we get. It needs to be stopped, but it's not going to stop because nation will rise against nation. Ethnicity versus ethnicity, kingdom versus kingdom. A man's enemy will come from his own household. And the look upon this woman's face. No concern at all. No concern. She is totally committed to the ideology that she believes in, that she is right, and everything trans is right, and everything Christian, I guess, is wrong. And then dare bring up the master's name. I don't know if you know this, ma'am, but if you don't change from your wicked ways, when Jesus comes back, if you're still here, you're not going to be very liked. And it's probably not going to be that great for you. I want to stay committed to trying to win souls for Christ. And I believe we all do, honestly, for those who listen to me. But you need to understand that a real war is brewing in this country. And forget, you know, all this other nonsense that Christians love to go down the path of, you know, all this extra biblical stuff, right? The aliens, the UFOs, the Bigfoots, the giants, and, you know, I get it. It's all very interesting. A lot of it's in the Bible. I get it. A lot of people have made tens of millions of dollars off of this. But these people, you may very well come against in the near future. These people, the day America gets invaded, will think, finally, our liberators are here. China and Russia has showed up. And whose side do you think they're going to be on? For a little while, until they too get killed. How do you think Nazism grew so fast in Germany and became so in depth and ingrained in the people? It started with the social clubs, politics, quickly moved to schools. By then, the entire nation was taken over, and you were either for it or against it, and you didn't want to admit that you were against it openly. I said this years ago when we started going to Portland and other places fighting against Antifa. And that is what we were doing. We were fighting against Antifa. That Nazism, all they did was they took off the little mustache and the leather boots and the swastikas, and they put on the rainbow flag. They dyed their hair some horrific looking neon color and started to call themselves the LGBT. Because that ideology of fear, to promote fear, to promote violence and vitriol, and to destroy everything that was good and holy at one point in this country, is here. It's in America. It's what the Nazis did. It's what the communists do. And now they're everywhere. When you start to see all these people talking about equality and these persons' rights and that person's rights and everything is racist, I just want you to understand these are communists. They want you to bow down to them. Don't. Don't do it. Resist. Colorado Springs. At the nightclub at Colorado, shooter identified as non-binary. Shooter was a male. Denver shooter identified as a transsexual. The Aberdeen shooter identified as transsexual. The Nashville shooter identified as transsexual. The Uvalde shooter identified as transsexual. See a pattern? Now, you got to understand something. This is below 1% of the transsexual community. But who is decrying it? Who is saying this is not us? Even members of the gay community are now coming out and saying, whoa, hey, we got nothing to do with this transsexual stuff. And whoa, hey, we got nothing to do with the transsexuals dancing with men. That's not us. Don't paint us in the same broad stroke. Okay, fair enough. You've at least came out and said it. I don't condone what you do, but I'm also not going to raise a fist against you. However, there is a small segment of people that condone this, that promote this, and work their way up into the White House. Just like with Nazism, it started off with a very small group of people, and through their little networks, grew into the Nazi Empire. Now, I don't think these idiots are going to grow into the Nazi Empire because they're the wrong kind of militant. However, man, we're just one civil war away from deciding if I'm wrong or right. Oh, yeah. Here's another one. Transgender shirts that are out now. It says trans rights or else. And, of course, it's a group of people that have shirts with guns all over them. Or else, dot, dot, dot. And one looks to be a female holding a shotgun. Threatening much? Projecting much? You don't scare anybody. If anything, when a war happens in this country, you people are going to be greatly surprised. Please don't. I'll just say that. Please don't believe the lies that your handlers are telling you, that the propaganda is telling you. They want you to attack other people. They want you transsexuals out there. They want you to believe that the world is against you, that people are trying to genocide you. None of you even know what the word genocide means at this point. Don't believe the lies, man. That's all I can say. Don't believe the lies. Come to Christ or else. See, in other religions, if you don't bow down to them or else, sometimes it means a scimitar or religious persecution to the point of the actual ghettos, like in China, like in Russia, like in Germany, or any other nation that has had some sort of a socialistic or communistic dictator. There is the or else. In America, you have the right to be what you want without the or else. But when you choose to tag or else, now we know who you are. Communism is creeping into this country. It's not a slow-moving fog anymore, ladies and gentlemen. It is a tide that is coming. And it won't be long until you hear it from the White House. So I'll break down the shooting and everything that happened in it. I'll show all the videos in it. If you're listening to me on gsradio.net or any of the audio versions of this podcast, make sure you go over to the YouTube and Rumble channel. And you can watch me break down everything there. I'm also going to be breaking down a few other things that have been happening with the border. Josh Hawley, Senators Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, absolutely destroyed my old boss, Mayorkas, you piece of crap. Destroyed that man. And we're going to watch it, and I'm going to give you my reactions to it. The border is out of control. The border is a war zone. That's the real fight that we should be worried about. Not in Ukraine, not in Iraq, not in Syria, not in Afghanistan, where tens of billions of your dollars just disappears into the black budgets. It's here at home. That's where we should be worrying about. But then again, for everything I've said so far, I'll be labeled as a white supremacist, a white nationalist, an isolationist, a Christian extremist. Isn't that right? FBI. Christian extremist. What happened to you, Federal Bureau of Instigations? Used to be investigations. Oh, by the way, I would love to hear the FBI talk about their boy who giglioed himself on trial, or excuse me, in a courtroom, trying to hide evidence of January 6th. And now more evidence has come out of more federal agents that are being involved in instigating the crowd. You know what pisses me off is me and my guys and many other SRT teams that were spread across this country, we were waiting to respond to the Capitol to defend the Capitol. Because from optics alone, it didn't look good, right? Except still, for the 5 or 6 hours that we watched it, people just waving flags, walking around throughout the Capitol here or there. But the actual anarchists that were there, who were they? And why isn't Ray Epps ever up here on the stand defending himself? FBI, who are you hiding? Who do you work for? Is it we the people? Or is it the communist? For all of you who are still in federal law enforcement, my hat's off to you. It's a hard job. But you need to understand something. We're coming into a very quasi time in this nation where if you continue to stick with these people, they're either going to make you believe that everyone around you is the enemy and that the government is the good guys. When has that ever gone wrong, right? Or you are going to have the scales removed from your eyes, the blocks from your ears, and you are going to see that it is no longer valuable for you to stay in your position. If you want to stay in law enforcement, go work at the locals. Go work for the local police. Go work for the sheriff's department. Go work for your state police. The federal government has ruined itself at this point. It used to be prestigious to say, I worked in federal law enforcement. It used to be prestigious to say, I worked for the FBI, because I've applied for the FBI probably twice, maybe three times over 10 years. I never got accepted because I didn't have a bachelor's degree. I got more foot kicking and door time than most of them, like most of us that apply, but they didn't want us. They wanted the bookworms. And I know that because my buddies that are on the task force told me that. There's a little division that's happened where you have the vets and the real cops sit over here and all the weirdos sit over there. Well, guess what? All the weirdos legislated themselves into power. So now what do the rest of us do? We all see it coming. You all see this coming, right? Am I the only one who points this out every day and says, my God, a civil war is about to happen in this country if we don't find a way to stop it? It's going to take we, the people. We're so divided between religion and politics and sex and race and make-believe sex and make-believe race. We got people pretending that they're different races and different sexes now. We got people marrying dogs and inanimate objects. There was a girl the other day, saw it on Twitter, man. God, I got to get off Twitter. I've only been on there for like a week and a half, and I already want to delete it. But she married a toy battleship. I don't get it. I don't get this world that we live in anymore. And I can tell you this much. Neither do you. All the tragedies that are happening, the mass chaos that's happening. Look, multiple emergency response teams have deployed to address a submerged barge carrying 1,400 tons of toxic menthol that's now in the Ohio River. What about East Palestine? We haven't heard a freaking peep about that lately. Or the water, all the toxic chemicals that are in the air. Who has the voice for any of these people anymore? And this is spreading all throughout the country now. It's only getting worse, and it will only get worse. Repent, give your heart to Christ, and stay frosty. Because obviously, the enemy is out there.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.